Blimey.
Three,
so,
2, 1. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to episode 59 of Off Topic. And you might be looking, if you're on YouTube, which you should be, you might be thinking, man, Andy looks different. Andy's crook this week. And we've got Con here.
My name is Candy.
Candy. Sounds like a dancer's name.
Strippers.
Yeah. But no, Andy sent me a message today and said that he is, and I quote, kaput. So send him love, send him light. And we have commitments tomorrow that he said he would rather rest up for vitamin D. I wonder if there is like
100%.
Because he doesn't, it's not like we go out and go hiking on the weekends or something like Connor. Or, but it's
but no, Andy consists of underground work and RuneScape.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a huge chance that he is actually
lacking vitamin D and general sunlight. And
then the first thing when I searched it up, it was like, what is vitamin D? Like, what happens if you're lacking in vitamin D? The first thing was that your immunity goes down.
Yeah,
that was why they said like when COVID was happening. Sorry to mention COVID so early, but they were saying that, yeah, like you need to be going outside. You need to have your vitamin C, D. So C's
all the vitamins.
C is like oranges. I know that.
Citrus and yeah.
But what's B? What's vitamin B? And also, do we have vitamin A to Z? Lot to pile on you early on, Con.
It is. I don't have the answers. But I know there's other things that are quite possibly fall under vitamin B, like zinc. It's like really good for sleep.
Magnesium.
Magnesium. Another good one. Yeah.
But no, I know vitamin K's in spinach, but yeah. Anyway, I digress.
Not a health segment.
No, not. How's your week, man?
My week has been pretty good, pretty busy. Work is pumping up now. Jumped on a couple of new projects, so that's been pretty cool. A new one potentially in the CBD, a bit of a high rise, so that could be really, really enjoyable. Never done that sort of thing before.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, last weekend, are we going straight into weekends? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Last weekend, Friday night, I feel like I did something with you Friday night. I can't actually remember.
You and me Friday night.
Friday night, what did I do Friday night?
Friday night, had a work thing.
Yeah, I had a work thing. We went to Lawn Bowls.
Yeah, you've had an all-time, like, few weekends in a row.
Yeah, it's been a battle, reaching the ripe age of 27. Like, young, when we're younger, I could do that week in, week out.
Just yeah.
Get on the piss every week. This, now, it was a real battle, eh? So, yeah, Friday, work do. Love a work do.
What was like a mid-year Christmas do or?
No, nah, it was just like a social club sort of thing. Well, not even a club, but just like a social.
Just a Friday event. Thing.
Yeah. So there was about 20 of us from the office went down and played lawn bowls just down the road at mighty Auckland Lawn Bowls. It's by the ASB Tennis Arena.
Yeah. I've been trying to put together, and I was actually thinking about putting this out to the people that listen to the podcast. It was, a boys' banquet. And
it's entertaining.
Yeah.
And shout out Auckland Bowls Club. Oldest bowls club in, I can't remember what he said. It's definitely the oldest one in New Zealand, possibly the oldest one in the Southern Hemisphere since like 1820, I think he said.
Yeah.
Pretty old. And they do cheap-ish beers, like way cheaper than going out to the bar.
Yeah.
Well,
that was what I mean. That's what I mean. Like the thing I wanted to put together was some sort of like activity. So bowls was the easy option because it's pretty like no one can get hurt sort of thing. I'm not trying to fucking get like a game of bull rush going. I've never done it. I've never played bowls.
It's real fun.
And I played patong. I don't know if that's similar.
Similar.
And then just follow it with like some beers fucking somewhere or just punch jugs or, but it's more just to get like our friends and then also potentially like selected listeners. I don't know what the thing would be, but whoever's keen, whatever.
Yeah. I think it's $30 fees and then beers on top of that. And you can make a good day for it. It's open all year round. So as long as you've got a sunny day, it's mint. And then, we parked up at the bowls club until like probably 7 o'clock, 7:30.
Nice.
There for a good 3 or 4 hours. And Then went back to the office, emptied the office fridge with there was like five of us left. And then our CEO, shout out Mike Rendell, dropped us into town and went until the early hours of the morning. No, it was a good old time.
Is this all on the company card?
Nah, the bowls was. They shouted all that, all the drinks there. Real nice pizza, like real bougie pizza.
From the bowls club?
Nah, it was ordered in.
No, yeah.
But I need to find out where from because it was like way better than your typical Domino's or Hell's or anything. It was real good.
Yeah, I mean, I love Domino's and Hell's, but I do feel like with the slightest bit of effort, you can find better stuff pretty easily.
Yeah.
But it's just what my palate's used to.
It's quick and easy.
It's what I was raised on.
Mm.
$5 cheese, beef and onions, and then it was when garlic, apricot swirls, shit like that was all free.
Speaking of, I remember being around your place in the good old days. Well, they're still the good old days. But Alicia would always get the Mr. Wedge.
Yeah.
And I would always pinch a slice or two because that was my favorite Domino's pizza, eh?
Yeah.
Mr. Wedge was...
Mr. Wedge slaps.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I was just thinking the other day, like my sister's married now, but I remember one of her old boyfriends she had around and it just came into my mind out of the blue, but this dude came over and I'd never met him before and I was kind of like, you know, you're naturally like standoffish. I was a bit younger, shy, whatever. I would have been quite young. And then we all got fish and chips. And I remember walking out and I was like, I'm a Hawaiian burger guy, I like pineapple in my burger. And I was like, where's my fucking burger?
Oh, no.
And then mum was like, no, I ordered it 100%. I saw it in the box kind of thing. And I was like, oh. New guy seems slurping back a bit of pineapple. And I was like, no. No one really eats that. Dude just helped himself, which I thought... I was like, when you get fish and chips, yes, you can help yourself to like some fish, some fritters, some chips for definitely. But if someone's ordered like a specialty burger or like a hot dog or something,
don't touch it. That's for them.
That's
them
weird.
Only. Yeah.
We didn't see him again.
For that reason, I bet.
Yeah, it was that reason. I put the word in, Alicia was like, fair enough.
Kick him to the curb.
Yeah. I got a call from you on Saturday morning. No, it was Sunday morning, actually.
You called me.
Yeah. No, yes, I called you on Sunday. We'll get there. Saturday was...
Saturday went to the cricket.
Yeah.
That was...
How'd you pull up on Saturday morning?
Saturday morning was actually all good. Went, got a Uber back to Sarah's place, and it was all good. We just kind of chilled in the morning. I was up around like 8:30-ish, feeling pretty average.
Yeah.
But ready to... get into the Bears again, and brother Finn picked me up on the way through, headed into his flat, picked up a 12 box on the way through, and played Red or Black for a good hour before one of the other boys turned up.
Yeah.
And then Finn lives just down the road from Eden Park on Bond Street.
Oh, so
we just walked up.
Fuck yeah.
Had a cheeky beer at the King's Inn on the way. Lucky enough, one of our subbies invited us into their corporate box. And
were you going to the cricket because of the box? Or did you?
No, because of the box.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone otherwise.
Yeah.
That was my first time going to a live cricket game.
It's actually pretty sick. And I think the field looks cool.
It was real cool.
Yeah.
It was interesting seeing, like, going to the Blues game the week before. And then, was it 2 weeks before? Anyway, regardless. And then seeing it with the cricket pitch in the middle and then Blues play the next day as well.
That was what I was like gobsmacked by was the turnaround between the, like, I saw a photo and 10 minutes after the cricket wound up, the posts were getting erected again and then, like pitch gets lifted out by what, a helicopter?
I actually was too drunk to notice how. Either that or they did it probably the next day. We stuck around for maybe a couple hours after the cricket finished to get our money's worth. Obviously, the Black Caps bowled Sri Lanka out for, I think, 80-something.
Yeah, it was a fucking piece of piss. We rolled them.
Yeah, so we stuck around for a bit.
So they just keep it open for you guys, so.
Yeah, I think it's like a – it was supposed to finish – the ticket said from 1 p.m. till 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So I guess we could have – if a cricket goes longer, all the staff are hired until
– true.
Probably blocked off for a certain period.
I wonder if the – guys serving hot chips and shit get to... Because there wasn't a huge crowd at the cricket, eh?
Nah, not at all.
I don't think anyone knew it was on. Like, you find that when there's... you really want some weekends there's heaps of shit on in Auckland, right? Sport wise, it's not the likes of like Brisbane or Sydney that have shit every weekend.
Yeah.
But when we have something on, there's always one thing that gets a huge crowd and the other two just get none.
Yeah, like Auckland this weekend had the All Whites versus China.
Yeah.
We had the Warriors back at home. We had the Blues and the Black Caps playing all in Auckland.
Yeah.
So a big weekend for Auckland sport. And I think everybody won.
Yes, we did. Just, it was like the first time.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's nice to win. I'll never get sick of it. Mm. But what did I do on Friday night? I did nothing. I actually got a message from Andy saying that he was hitting karaoke. And then I was like, oh, yeah. Love and he was like, oh, it's like a footy team thing. And I was like, all right, like regardless.
They're a good bunch of guys anyway. We see them at the pub quite often.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was like a whole – he was like coach. He's coaching now, so.
Yeah. He asked me for some hit shields the other day. He's going to give them a good old rugby training, I feel. Like, I don't know what he's going to do with them, but yeah, we'll sort something out, Miller.
Yeah. Get some physicality into them.
He called me up and he's like, they're a bunch of pussies. So, sorry, Gunners.
Isn't he like medically retired because of his ankle? Yeah. Nah, but still, he's good with his head.
Sort them out.
Mm. And then, yeah, Sunday we went to the Warriors, which is fucking sick. What did you think? Was that your first Warriors game?
Nah, second Warriors game ever. First one was with you, Craig, and Kieran about, what were we? Might have been like 12. Was that 15 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
And pretty sure it was Steve Price days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
And like Real Topoki and all those guys.
Ruben Wiki
probably would have been there. Yeah. Real Topoki, was he the midfielder?
No, he played for Harbour. Oh, you're crossing codes.
Yeah. Who was the
Jerome Ropati?
Jerome Ropati, that's the one. Sorry.
No, that's all good. Sorry, classic Jerome. Mistake. What did you think as someone that usually goes to rugby more in terms of like live atmosphere?
It was pretty mean. Like, I feel there's a lot more hecklers, which is good. I rate it.
There was a lot of people that were upset. Yeah, I think it brings in like, I think like rugby worldwide is known more as like a collared shirt sport.
Yeah, it's it's the preppy yeah, brother.
But it's not. I think it's less so in New Zealand, even though it is like quite a private school driven sport.
But like you go to the UK or something, and it's all your.
Yeah, even in Aussie it is.
Yeah, exactly, but private school.
But then league is kind of like the everyman sport, and I think the Warriors get fans of every walk of life, and they're not afraid to speak their mind.
Yeah, no, it was really entertaining going to the game live. I don't know if it was because it was the first one at Mount Smart since
Yeah, since I think COVID. So. Like the crowd
all, but the crowd was packed. Stadium had a real good vibe.
But the Warriors supporters anyway, like regardless, are quite bandwagon-y. So when they're on, they're fucking everyone's talking about it. I feel like being a Warriors supporter now is like cooler than it's ever been. Like a lot of people that have never given a fuck suddenly are big like up the wires people.
Yeah.
I think league itself is really in like its golden era in terms of like popularity.
And I feel like every team is, from someone who doesn't follow it, an awful lot. I feel like every team is really competitive the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, except for the Tigers, maybe.
Yeah, they suck. They continue to suck.
But even, the Bulldogs were towards the bottom of the table last year.
Yeah.
And they've put up some good fight, mind you. They've got some good signings.
Yeah, they got some good buys. They've had this guy, Phil Gould, who's like kind of like the godfather of rugby league. He came to the Warriors and he helped us get a lot of our signings and then immediately left after 1 year. And now he's gone to the Bulldogs. But he was a big reason. He was the guy that implemented the 5-year plan at the Panthers. And then on their fifth year was when they won their first title.
Nice.
So he came to New Zealand.
Was he, like, I saw a few fans holding up, we got the better Panthers coach. That's different, eh?
Yeah, that's different. So Andrew Webster, who coaches us, and Cameron Seraldo, who coached the Bulldogs, were both assistant coaches for the Panthers last year. And when Seraldo said he was going to become a head coach, everyone was like, that's the guy. like he's from the Panthers system. He's highly touted. Every club went after him, and he ended up going to the Bulldogs. And then when the Warriors signed Andrew Webster as their coach, like the likes of like Nathan Cleary and that came out, and they were like, nah, a lot of our attack and schemes and like a lot of our
came from Webster.
Yeah, came from Webster.
Nice.
And yeah, Nathan Cleary is a low key Warriors fan as well, because obviously Ivan played and then coached, and he went to he like played all his junior league over here because he lived here as a kid.
Well, yeah, Nathan Cleary, you'd see him, and there's heaps of photos of him like running on the sidelines at Warriors games.
Yeah,
he was probably running on the sideline when I last went to the Warriors.
Yeah, he played like Mount Albert Lions or something. Oh, by the way, if people didn't know this, about me and Connor's friendship actually goes back a long way. So Connor's not just someone that I've met through my path. I would actually consider, apart from family people, like cousins and whatnot, my oldest friend.
Cheers, Benj.
But
but yeah, it was second or third year of primary school.
Yeah, it was when I had...
You're in a cast up to your nipples.
Yeah. After a dangerous bike stunt at my cousin's 8th birthday party, which I still don't know how I managed to do it, got my leg caught in the handlebars of a push bike going at walking speed, doing nothing, and I just got tangled and broke the femur, which I think I mentioned the other week anyway. But yeah, I remember going around and then doing like, in the time we moved house and we moved out towards this area and changed schools, and you were like one of the first guys, because I was in a wheelchair and I had to wear boxers and no other clothes.
You had, this is going to sound creepy maybe that I remember this, but I feel like you had silky Bart Simpson boxers. And I was like, yeah, this guy likes The Simpsons. Can buy with that.
But I just remember it was like, I remember you got told you had to be nice to me by a teacher. Oh, really? And then I was like, in my head, I was like, damn, like this kid doesn't want to hang out with me. Like I'm a wheelchair kid. And nothing wrong with wheelchair kids, but.
Well, your old man's calling me.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Huh. You can answer it if you like. I can cut this out.
G'day, Craig.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good. I'm down at the tiny house. We're recording a podcast. Hi.
Can you come up
and just call
in? I've just got your log splitter.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I've got everything right. It's working, but it's a bit slow, but
it's next week
like that.
I'll come up and have a look. Nah, it should be. I'll come and show you.
Okay, cool.
Sweet. See you. Right. We don't even have to cut that out. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. But so, yeah. You were, I was like, oh, this kid doesn't have to be nice to me or anything. But you were, which was nice. And then it was you, and then John Gardner was the guy that had to be nice to me as like an older kid.
He
like,
was, I think he was a couple years older than us.
Yeah, he was my sister's age. And then as soon as I got out of the cast, I went on the playground, he Spartan kicked me down the fireman's pole and I fell from the second level and winded myself. And it was the first time I was ever winded. And I was sure I was going to die. And then, yeah, I have been winded many a time since.
Yeah. Footy.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I was telling someone the other day that, like, I can't remember where I was, but I was scoring a try and there was no one around and Dad was reffing. And then I, like, dove to score the try and landed on the ball.
Yeah.
And then I got up crying and Dad was like, what happened? And I was like, oh, everyone's home. And he's like,
get up.
He was like, see quiet. He's like, there's no fucking around you, man. Like whatever you've done, you've done yourself. Like, hurry up, just get back.
Yeah, that actually brings back another memory of playing footy. Your dad was refereeing as well. And I hadn't scored a try, I don't think, my entire playing career. And it was maybe like J4.
Yeah, so we would have been like maybe year five, year six. Yeah.
And we're playing against North Shore, and I ran and scored. For those that aren't watching, I'm quotation marks.
It's in bunny ears, yeah.
Scoring under the post, and Craig gave me the try. Didn't get the ball down.
You know what's funny? He probably didn't see it.
Probably not. But do you remember Eric Eugenes?
Yeah.
Yeah, so his old man was taking photos that day. And gave us a whole lot of photos of it. and not one shot at me with the ball on the ground.
Oh, true. Claim it. Actually, I remember you got a jersey from there.
Yeah, well, I like a deal with my old man because I wasn't a big try scorer. Every try I got, he'd buy me a rugby jersey, and I ended up with a Lions jersey.
I remember that, and then you got a 10 stitched on the back.
Yep, from nice. Like the those little, what do you call them, stores in the mall that do
like real, stitching,
real tacky.
You had it for ages though, and I was always still like, got it. So I've never saw someone with another one.
Still got it. And then I
it
managed,
must have been 2005 then.
Yeah, it was 2005. Yeah, it was 2005 jersey. And then second try, I managed to get an All Blacks jersey out of him.
Sick.
So
fuck yeah. Like, I remember we had this thing called gold cards at Rosmini where we went, and it was like if you were really good during the term, because we had a card system where every week you would have all your subjects written down on the card, and you either got a cross, which was like bad, and if you got two crosses, you got a red card and your parents had to sign it, and if you got a couple of those in a row, you got a detention. And then you had a white card, which was just like
pretty neutral.
Yeah, like you did nothing all week, nothing bad, nothing good, you just existed.
Pretty much.
And then a blue card was like a good boy. Like you excelled, I guess. You didn't even have to do much to get one.
Took part in class.
Yeah.
Applied
yourself, I guess.
Yeah.
And
if you got, I think, all blue cards in a term, you got a gold card, or was it?
I don't know what the freaking criteria was.
I think it was you had to get a decent amount
to
get a gold card.
But people got rewards for gold cards, and I was like, damn, like I want that. And then I cut a deal with my parents, and then they were like, yeah, like we'll give you something if you get a gold card.
Yeah, because they're like, fuck, easy money here. We're not going to ever spend a cent.
I didn't get one for my whole 7 years at the damn school.
Neither. I didn't get one either. And I bet you're going to say what I'm thinking is that when our younger brothers went through, they got the same deal.
Yeah, and they got freaking, they couldn't creamed it.
Yeah.
I also feel at the gold card assembly, they read out like 100 names from each
and
year.
And there's only 120 people in each year group.
And I don't think I was a bad kid. Anyway, I put out a thing on Instagram just saying, like, because obviously me and Andy had like an episode put together of what people might be interested. Like, we had a bit of a plan for an episode. He called in sick, so it's a bit last minute, like throwing something together. Called upon Con. He answered the prayers. So, yeah, we got a couple of suggestions, and then I have got some here as well.
Fire away, mate.
Okay, Juliet says, Nick says, would you rather eat a baby goat or a matter baby?
What's the matter, baby?
Damn it, you were supposed to fall for it. No. And when I saw that come through, I was like, 100% I'm going to get Andy with this. 100%.
Now, I actually told that joke to Sarah a couple weeks ago, and I got her with it real good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was mean.
Walked straight into
so
it.
So satisfying.
Nice.
Nothing sugar, what's the matter with you? And that video of the old man doing it, it's the best.
Oh, I saw a video today of this old guy, and it was a lady that worked in like a food truck, and she was like, this is my, like, this wrap's got collard greens, it's got mac and cheese, it's got fried chicken in it. And then she was like, he's trying it for the first time. He just took one bite, he looked at it, and he's like, I know that pussy good.
I only just found out what collard greens were the other day.
What do you mean?
I never knew what they were.
They're like greens.
Yeah.
It's kind of like spinach or like mustard greens.
They boil it.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can put like garlic and butter and everything.
Literally
through.
Only just found that out the other
day. We don't get collard greens in New Zealand.
No, but like, you know, I'm mind blanking on who even, Schoolboy Q.
Yeah.
Collard greens song. It's like,
what was it? What do you think he was singing about?
Gangster shit? I don't know. I don't know.
It's like, like soul food for like African-American people.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah, I haven't eaten it, but I'm sure it's lovely.
I've had it before not knowing it was called collard greens.
Oh. Next one. Would you rather have two left hands or two left feet from Alex?
Oh.
This is really easy for me. I would rather have two left hands. Why? Because I'm left-handed. And I feel like that's an easy answer. I am fuck useless with my right hand. I can't do anything. And I'm pretty, I like to consider myself pretty ambidextrous with my feet.
I would actually go with two left hands as well, I wouldn't be able to write anything. My writing with my left hand is like 2 year old.
Mm.
But I feel like two left feet, you'd just be able to balance and just fall over the whole time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What's the point of two left feet? What benefit would you have from two left feet versus two left? I suppose it's the same thing.
You buy a lot more shoes than you do gloves.
I don't own any gloves. I own a pair of mittens.
Yeah,
snowboarding. I've bought one in 4 years.
Yeah.
But also buying two left shoes, it'd be,
you can't buy two left shoes unless you buy two pairs. I mean, you can,
because if you walk into like a shoe store and you said to someone, whoopsie, look at these, got two left feet, they'd be like, shit, you need two left shoes. Unless they were dickheads and there was a store policy and people were scared to make a call.
I feel like there'd be a lot of people these days that wouldn't do it. They'd be like, nah, sorry, you got to buy two pairs, which would be shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, two left hands.
If you had lots of money, this isn't even a question, but it's curious. If you had lots of money, would you buy yourself two plane tickets so you don't have someone sit next to you? Or you can,
I would just fly
out?
First class.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I've seen people talking about it or that do it. Just go first class. What's the jump between, like, if you're flying from here to Australia, what's the cost of first class versus two tickets? So say it's like $700 to get there.
First class would be a lot more. I know that, I don't know what it is to Australia, but I know even economy to premium economy was like an extra $500 home from Europe. So even that was quite a bit more.
What's premium economy?
Like the exit row seats in economy. You've got a little bit more leg room.
Oh, I thought that was like $10 extra.
Nah, on domestic, yeah.
We got exit row in Japan. It was like $10.
We got lucky then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I thought premium economy. No, actually, I don't know what I'm talking about because I didn't know 10 seconds ago and I haven't learned anything since then.
I'm pretty sure premium economy, it's like maybe even like, you know how at the front of a domestic flight, like the first 10 rows, like the Star Alliance customers, and they've always got like a little bit of extra room. I'm pretty sure it's that.
Do you think it's okay to lean your seat back on a plane?
At certain times on an overnight flight when people are sleeping, yes.
Yeah.
Every other time, I never lean my seat back, and I get pretty pissed off when people
do. If someone
does
it? I know there's like people, because it's divided into two things. There's like people that are like social etiquette and like, man, I really don't want to bother the people around me. And then there's people that are like, nah, fuck it. I paid for the ticket for the full access. I should be able to do what I want.
I don't mind so much because I'm a big dude and I understand like those seats are pretty cramped. And if you're any bigger than me and you want to put your seat back, like I'm like, I'll let it be.
Yeah.
But if it's like a little kid, like, fuck kid, put your seat up. You don't need this.
Yeah. Like you're already laxing.
Yeah.
I envy like when you see like a little girl on a plane or like a small child.
Can just curl up in a ball.
And they just put their freaking feet on the thing and then curl up. And my head is too high for the backrest and my knees are jammed up under the TV.
Like when I lean back in a plane.
You have to be so cautious of snoring because your head's rocked back.
100%. And I always wake myself up.
Yeah.
Probably from snoring as well.
And then if you're stuck in the middle as well, you've got nothing.
Oh, question for you then. If you're in the middle, which armrest do you take? Or do you get both because you're in the middle?
I think you should have some sort of like dibs for being in the middle. You should be able to get some sort of armrest because obviously the left person gets one that's uninterrupted. Yep. The right person gets the right one that's uninterrupted and they can hang a leg out.
Yeah. And then next question, are you an aisle person or a window person?
Aisle.
100% aisle.
Yeah. I don't really care for looking out the window that much.
Neither.
I don't fly enough cool places. If I was flying around the world for the first time, then maybe give me the window. But, dude, I've done the fucking flight to Wellington 100 times now. Just give me the aisle.
Yeah, and I bet it's for the same reason, hang a leg out.
Yep.
Yep.
But then sometimes you find when you're hanging your leg out in the aisle, like you're just getting comfy and suddenly there's another cart coming down the thing and you just, by the time they tell you to move it like 10 times, you're like, just fuck it, man. Screw it. You know what pisses me off on planes as well? the they haven't quite mastered, and I know this is just me not owning good enough headphones, but loud the TV goes with the Air New Zealand plugs.
Fuck all.
It doesn't drown it out.
You should be able to connect Bluetooth.
Yeah.
You should have Bluetooth on those, 100%.
And I've still never been on a plane where the in-flight Wi-Fi works.
But I was... No, neither.
They offer it to you for $30 or something?
Password doesn't work or... And then you just give up and wasted $30. But also, I've just had a second thought on the Bluetooth thing. I feel like other people would be like, connect to your headphone. Like, I would do it. Yeah. Like, if I'm mucking around, like, connect to Bluetooth, I would connect someone else's headphones.
My brother on the plane just fucking airdrops like funny photos to anybody that's there.
I saw a photo the other day. It was like a meme came up and some dude took a photo of like a dude in his undies with a pilot cap on. And he airdropped to everyone on the plane, and it was like, caption was just having my first pina colada. And then he must have airdropped it to the captain as well, because he said over the speaker, whoever's airdropping photos, please stop, that is not me. Yeah. I had a chuckle to myself.
Yeah. That's like, are we not? I was told maybe like 3 or 4 years ago that the whole using your data, like flight modes, like technology's moved way past it now, and it doesn't really matter.
I've definitely forgotten to put my phone onto flight mode a few times and it hasn't
crashed. Yeah. My mum is someone that like freaks the fuck out. Yeah.
I don't think it makes
sense. She's like, don't just put it on flight mode. Turn it off. You don't need it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't agree with you, Shannon.
No one does. That's not right.
Yeah. But I don't think it would even like make you crash. But I've always heard like it interferes with pilot communications comms to the tower.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Being a pilot is something that I have never been interested to do.
Neither.
And I feel like it would get kind of boring.
Not a commercial pilot anyway.
No.
Like, have a plane that you can just fly yourself? Fuck yeah. Like,
oh, yeah. If I could, like, drive, like Megatron
little,
or something.
Like a little crop duster or, like, a water plane. That,
yeah. Fuck, we were on different wavelengths. A Megatron. I was thinking, like, a freaking, like, stealth bomber.
That'd be pretty cool too.
Oh, with my ears, man, I would just implode. I would like spontaneously combust in the cockpit. I can't even dive like 2 meters deep.
Yeah, feel sorry for you for that.
Mm.
Never experienced the world of underwater.
No, and I envy people that have. Although, when I'm in open water, like when you go biscuiting and you fall off, real eerie.
Real?
Maybe because I'm just floating above it and I'm like, shit, man.
And you don't like know what's beneath you because you don't
go... I don't really give a shit, but like if I think about it, I overthink it. But that's with anything.
Yeah.
Like I've been rocked by mortality lately about just not existing for after a while. And I was like, shit, where do we go? And then I had to make up my decision. I was like, like this is going to take a weird turn. And I was like, man, do I believe in God? Do I believe there's an afterlife? Like, do you picture yourself in the afterlife with a human body, or are we just like energy? Or sorry,
No.
We've moved quickly back to not being pilots.
No, yeah, I quite like this conversation though, because I don't think anyone has an idea at all either. Which how can you? No one has ever come back to life unless you believe in Jesus.
Mm.
I think believing God is good for a lot of people in terms of brings them hope, something to believe in, faith, walks of life, that sort of thing. But I feel like you can go a step too far with it, especially when you're like, this is the only way, and you push it on people really hard.
That was what I found with school. Like,
yeah, 100% going to Catholic
school. I can always
school.
Say that religion lost me in 2011. Because there was a, like, when I got there in year 7 when I was like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
And you didn't come from a religious background at all?
Not at
really.
All. Like, yeah. I've been to church like maybe a couple times. Like, my grandparents are religious, but not heavily.
Mm.
And my mum, like, I was baptized as a child and everything, but I still didn't, like, we weren't practicing. We wouldn't say we were practicing at all.
I'm the same as you then.
So when I got there and started learning about it, it was like anything. It was like when you play a game for the first time and you're like, oh, I'm really interested in the world. And you start learning more and more and how things link, and then you kind of like remember how one thing goes to another. Then you're like, shit, okay, there's a bit of history here. Maybe this is why it's popular. It's popular for a reason.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of like, oh, okay, sweet. But then it got to a point where I started asking questions to the people that were teaching me.
And they couldn't give you...
There was no concrete answers.
Yeah.
And then though, like, my inability to comprehend that their not having an answer, like that became anger towards me from them. And yeah. they were like, stop asking questions. You're, like, you're not meant to do that. You're just meant to have faith.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I need more than that.
I've also had, in my time in Christchurch, I had a few Muslim friends.
Mm.
And they, Muslim, and then, because Sonny Bill's Muslim, like, yeah, it was Muslim religion. And they would sort of teach me about their religion and that sort of thing. And they're very similar, but they have many, they've got many gods.
Yeah.
Same it's with called, like.
So like polytheism means that you believe in a religion with a lot of gods, and then monotheism is one god.
And I just thought to myself, these religions are very similar. You have different gods and different like, different like some very similar core values, but also very different rules at the same time. You can't both be right, so neither of you are 100% right.
Yeah,
sort of thing. I came to that conclusion.
I've always wondered with different religions as well, is do we all accept that it is one God and we dress him differently, him or her or whatever it is, or do we all think it's a different entity? Has each person got a different thing, or are we all looking at the same thing through a different lens? Like, is there some point where everyone agrees?
Great question. Don't have the answer.
Didn't expect you to, Con.
Yeah. So Joe Rogan's been speaking a lot about that recently on a few of his podcasts. One with Duncan Trussell recently, that was a really interesting one.
Oh, yeah.
And they go, if you're like interested Duncan. In that sort of stuff, have a listen to that podcast. It was, I found it quite interesting.
What I came to was that, like, agnosticism, which is pretty much just like accepting that it's out of your power. It may be, it may not be, but like we're not of the ability to be able to prove it.
Yeah.
Which is just the lazy man's religion, essentially. It's just like, I can't be asked figuring it out. So like, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I landed on, because if someone asked me, do I believe in God? I'd say no, but I'd hope for one.
Yeah. Good answer too.
Yeah.
But I also feel like you've got to,
but I don't think it's going to change the way that I lead my life to like a better afterlife.
10 commandments are enough for me.
Yeah. What is it?
Don't kill, don't steal, treat people how you like to be treated. That sort of shit.
Good love ways thy to neighbor.
Live. Yeah. That sort of
just
shit.
Just like common sense shit.
Yeah. Pretty much. And then, but I actually heard, is it Matthew McConaughey's, was it his Oscar speech?
Mm.
And he's like, there's three things in life that I believe in. And it's like, something to believe in, or someone to look up to, something to look forward to, and then something to chase. And it was like, something he looks up to is his old man, something he looks forward to is his family, and then something to chase was him in 10 years, so he's always chasing himself and furthering himself, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah. If I put that question to you, could you answer it?
Oh, no. On the spot, I'd probably just say his answers.
Yeah, true. I mean, they're good answers.
They are.
Unless you got like a deadbeat dad or something, in which I apologize.
Yeah, but it's like not necessarily a father, but like a father figure, or a mother figure, or a trusted someone you, a role model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was what I was Could listening to bloke in a bar today, and he did like a Q&A podcast this week, and someone asked, and they were like, oh, like, I actually can't remember what the question was. And they were like, oh, what's, like, do you take anything for granted or something like that? But it pretty much just led to him being like, nah, like, the only thing I've learned bigger, like, as I've gotten bigger, is how much the people before me had to sacrifice for me to be in this position, because he's from, like, an immigrant family. And then he was like, oh, my grandfather, like, had zero education, didn't fucking know anything. And then, like, he was like, my dad came and then learned, like, to get a doctorate or something. And then, through that, then I got good education. And he was like, it kind of gets to a point where, like, you just have to pass it on.
Yeah. 100%, and I feel like we've both come from pretty privileged upbringings where our parents have all worked hard to get where they are, and hopefully we pass it on.
Yeah, God, I hope so. But like, there's like a part of me that's fearful that I know the world's full of opportunity, but how much of it will be open for people to take? Not so, I feel like I've got the drive in myself to make it happen, but the faith in other people. Because I'm never going to be someone that's like a political leader or anything like that.
Don't have to be.
But do you have the faith that there's like enough people around that will have enough to get the job done, or will everyone get to a point because of there's so much bad media about politics and the job's going to get too hard where there's not enough people putting their hand up to do it?
I feel like the second answer is the way we're probably heading towards. You see, well, I see a lot more career politicians coming through that are just going into politics to be in politics, and they don't have, well, this is just my thoughts and my observations, but they don't have any like outside of politics experience.
Right. Rather than someone that's done something else and then been like, okay, the next step is.
Correct. Like gone and run a business successfully and then come in and treat running a country like a business or, don't get me wrong, some of them have probably done some pretty cool things that I don't know about.
So, for example, like John Key was an economist, so then he became a politician when we needed an economist.
Yeah, and I feel like he did pretty good for our country during the time he was in terms
when it
of,
was necessary.
When
yeah.
it was necessary.
And then once we got out of that, we needed something to ease the people.
Yeah.
And then we bring Jacinda in, okay. Governments, and then it all ebbs and flows.
Governments go in waves. You need Labor governments every now and again. You need national governments every now and again to keep the balance.
Yeah, it's. I think there's always like a knee-jerk reaction to something, and then it's not just New Zealand, it's the whole world, and you see it now more than ever because people are tripping over their words or making mistakes more than ever because everything's in the public eye.
Yeah, and that's the thing that kind of pisses me off. Like it's gone to this point where if you make a mistake you get so heavily criticized for it. It's like, fuck, we're only human.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't, if you're a world leader, president of the United States or any president or prime minister, or you shouldn't really make many mistakes, but shit, you can make a couple and shouldn't have to be criticized.
You shouldn't, like everyone expects you to be a robot that says the right thing at the right time every time. You got to give a gladiator speech when people are upset. You've got to be funny when everyone needs to smile. You need to be empathetic.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to have done anything wrong in your life.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to have world experience to learn how to like at ease the public and somehow be in the middle when everything's overcorrecting to the left and the right. You should be able to steer straight.
Yeah, it's – don't sign me up.
Not me, man. Not me. I'm happy talking about other people doing it.
Correct.
So, yeah, I would rather have two left hands.
Yeah. what else? Yeah, that was – off topic.
What other questions have you got? Would you rather give ringworm to someone or receive it from someone?
What even is ringworm? Is that like fucking...
Ringworm's not worms in your bum, which like, I found
is
out...
It worms in your... That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is for sheep, I'm pretty sure.
Ringworms, when you get like rings on your skin.
It's your parasite.
So it's like a cleanliness thing.
Oh, is it?
Because apparently, I always see when like NRL teams are doing preseason and that ringworm gets quite popular, like ringworms and boils and that, because they're sweating and chafing and everything so much.
Yeah, the boys haven't been showering over summer.
Yeah.
Okay, to answer that then, I think I would rather receive it from someone
than give it to someone.
That means I've been clean myself, and it's like, I think it means I've been clean myself.
Right.
And hygienic myself, and it's like, that's all I'm going to go with that question.
Yeah. Because the other worms that are in your bum, and I was actually talking to the lady about this last night, none of us have worms, I'll say that, but she is a nurse, so anything medical, I go to her. They are pinworms, and they live in your colon or something.
Is it good to have them or bad to have them?
Bad. It means you've got, like, you need to take, like, a worming tablet, which instantly kills them, apparently. And I was told, and I've believed this my whole life, and someone tell me if I'm wrong, because I don't know where I heard this, but I've rolled with it forever. My whole family believes it. If someone has worms, you take them outside and you point their anus at the full moon, and then the worms come out and you can pull them out, and then that person no longer has worms.
I thought you were going to say something completely different.
Isn't that like,
Heard that before in my life. I thought you were going to say you take them outside, make them drop their pants and scratch their ass on the carpet like a dog.
I heard someone, they videoed someone scratching their bum and then sniffing it, and they called it a chocolate nose.
Oh, man.
I've never heard that in my life.
God, it's hilarious. What's the next one? Any others? We're moving on to the bit of paper.
We'll go on to the bit of paper. Okay. We'll skip the existential ones. These ones are from ChatGPT. So Hang on, I can just cut this out while I find them. I was meant to go through and highlight them, but I had to go do a site meeting. Would you rather have unlimited wealth but forced to live in a haunted mansion, or be dirt poor but have the ability to teleport anywhere in the world?
Oh, dirt poor, teleport, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, when you say dirt poor, does that mean I can never have money, or can I teleport to a bank and
that roll? Is the technicality thing about what would you rather is that am I able to change my situation?
Based off what?
Assuming you have the option of never ever making money again.
But if I can, like, teleport into, I don't know, somewhere that has a cash register, take out $50 to last me for the day, fine.
What, just rob people?
Well, yeah. does dirt poor mean homeless poor, or does that mean like...
Yeah, I'd say you're on the street.
Okay.
Would you rather have super strength but be unable to control your flatulence?
What's flatulence?
Farting.
Okay.
I thought you were going to tell me facts about flatulence. What's flatulence? Or have the ability to fly but constantly have a runny nose?
Oh.
I don't give a fuck about a runny nose.
Neither. I'd fly.
But I'm also someone that never has a runny nose. I get it when I'm sick and that's it.
I don't often have a runny nose. But I often need to fart, so.
Yeah. Unable to control it would be a pain, just tooting everywhere.
I heard, fun fact about farting. Don't know if it's true or not. I suspect it's probably not true. But if you hold in a fart too long, apparently it goes back up through your intestines and you burp it out.
That is fun. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know either, but it sounded cool and disgusting at the same time.
Yeah, it does. But also you don't do fart tasting burps. You do burp tasting burps and then fart smelling farts.
Yeah. I'm glad you said fart smelling instead of fart tasting.
Yeah. Do you ever hold in a fart and then it goes back inside you, and then you get to a position where you can fart and you're like, where the fuck did it go? Like, I want to get this thing out.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
I hate that.
Same with taking a poo. Sometimes you hold it in long enough and it just goes away.
Hmm. I think I said on the podcast last week as well, I'll quickly backtrack, that every time I pee, I poo. That's not true.
It's every time you poo, you pee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would be shitting my pants every time I leak in a bush, and that doesn't happen, that I'm willing to admit. Would you rather
have you ever shat yourself?
Have I ever shat myself? No. Not as an adult. I've never had a shart scare. That's a lie. I have. Maybe like 2 years ago. Shout out to Ryan Gurau, king of the shart.
Saw him on the motorway yesterday.
Nice. I remember having... Salmonella? What's the one you get from chicken?
Salmonella poisoning.
And I remember sitting at my house at Goethe Place, so I would have been like 6 or 7, and I was watching Dragon Ball Z in my mum's bed, and I was just shitting and vomiting like the whole time. And then I remember my mum picked me up, and I just shat all over her, I didn't even know I was doing it, and it was like clear, and I was just... Oh.
That's disgusting.
Also, for rugby once, I was playing like under 45s or something, and I had to weight cut for the tournament, and I had to lose like 4 kilos.
Was it Goldfields?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
And I had to weight cut, and it got to the point where I got onto weight, but because of the weight cut, I got sick, and then I ended up like 5 kilos underweight and couldn't play.
Don't think I've weighed 45 kilos or under since I was 4. How old are you playing Goldfields? Was that like
year 7?
Year 7. Oh, shit. Maybe since I was like year 5?
Damn.
I remember I think I was like 60 kilos playing for Marist in year 8.
Red Sox.
Yeah.
I remember thinking between year 7 and like year 11 or something, I doubled in weight.
Bit of a growth spurt.
Yeah, I had a huge growth spurt. I actually started to fill out. I was a bit more lanky. I'm still quite lanky.
You know, like Gibby, your brother.
Yeah.
he was always like, he was Gibby, like off iCarly Gibby.
Yeah.
Like, short and tubby.
Little fridge build, yeah.
Now he is so freaking tall. And then he was like pretty filled out, but I feel like I just saw him before we started recording. And I feel like he's leaned out heaps now as well.
Yeah. He's, I think he'd be the first to say he's not the shape he wants to be in.
I feel like he's looking pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, in terms of like, I think he put on more muscle before and then it's kind of
gone away,
fallen away a little bit. But I think out of like rotund builds in our family, Ethan takes the cake. Mm. He can put on size like at will.
Ethan can go from playing winger to playing lock or flanker.
Yeah.
As he wants.
Yeah.
Like each season he'll go, oh, I feel like playing the forwards this year, put on a bit of size. Didn't enjoy it as much, thought I would. I'll play in the wing, we'll play second five.
Yeah.
Lose 10, 15 kilos and get ripped.
Yeah.
I feel like going for a surf.
Yep.
Show us that bit of paper. I'm going to read you one.
Okay. Do you want another beer?
I would love another beer. Brings up the haunted house again, but would you rather be stuck in a room with a group of crying babies for 24 hours or spend a week living in a haunted house?
Would I rather, what, sorry, what was the first option?
Be stuck in a room with a group of crying babies for 24 hours.
Yeah, that.
Are you not a haunted? You're not a haunted house guy?
No. Nah, I remember, being in like year 9, year 10, and shout out to Claudia Duff, like used to sleep over at her house most weekends. She'd have like sleepover things, and she had Paranormal Activity on DVD, and it was just like, you know, just watch a scary movie kind of thing. Every single time, I was one of those people that was like, fuck, is that real? Like, is this movie real? And I couldn't tell. And I was so scared of it. But it was the fact that we were watching it in company made it okay. But anything like that scares the shit out of me. I remember watching The Grudge 2, which is based in a hospital while I was in hospital as a child. That rocked me for ages. Couldn't sleep.
I had nightmares after watching Sleepy Hollow when I was like 4 years old.
But as you say that, I was just reading the Wikipedia for that movie yesterday.
Apparently it's not even that bad. I haven't never seen it since, never wanted to see it since.
And Johnny Depp's in it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But it's like the Headless Horseman kind of shit.
Yeah.
And like an old...
The Headless Horseman, Wade Egan.
Mm.
The Warrior Soccer, that's what I call him because he gets fucking head high every week.
Alrighty, next one. Would you rather be able to talk to animals but only understand them if they're insulting you? Or be able to read minds, but only when people are thinking negative thoughts about you.
I've never been interested about knowing people's thoughts about me. I think ignorance is bliss in that sense. I wouldn't, if someone said you can read 10 people's minds and then two people get to read your, if two people get to read your mind, you can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have no interest in knowing what people are thinking and I don't know what I want people to think. So monkeys, whatever the question was. Yeah. What was it?
Talking to be able to understand animals, but only if they're insulting you.
Yeah, they can insult me. I just want to hear them talk. That'd be wild.
I'd be crack up because you can just throw shit back at them too.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. You're a dog. You got your balls clipped.
Yeah. I would also be funny to see animals' mouths move to make human noises.
I've always wondered that, like Eliza Thornberry, when she's talking, the animals' mouths move talking English. But if you could understand them, would you just hear the noises? Getting phone calls, I guess.
Just a clarification, when Eliza Thornberry is talking to animals, she's talking in that animal's native tongue. So she's like, if she's talking to a lizard, she's sitting there what a freak. Imagine if you walked around the corner and Eliza Thornberry was sitting there in a heated argument with like a blue tongue lizard and she was just sitting there like licking the air or like licking her eyeball.
Imagine being Debbie, the older sister, and walking around the corner and seeing your... weird little sister roaring like a lion or some shit. And then it's like, what are you doing? Run.
Like her and Darwin are laying in bed and all you can hear is like, but she's just sitting there being like, man, today was a tough one.
Well, I think I know the answer to this, but would you rather have a permanent mullet or a unibrow that never stops growing?
Mullet. I think mullet. That's coming from a AI robot that doesn't mullets know that mullets are... I don't know. I guess they've had their moment, but
Righto, should we do a bit of sports chat? We've kind of touched on the Warriors.
Yeah, I don't know. That's about. There's not much sport that's been. We kind of touched on there and the Black Caps. We can go into a Yak and Yum if you want. We've nearly been going an hour.
Sweet.
Connor, what is your yuck this week?
I'm going to the Chiefs game tomorrow, and I went to go get a Chiefs jersey. Well, actually, Sarah went to get me a Chiefs jersey because she was out that way anyway. And there were none left. They're all in sold Hamilton. Out. I'm going down to Hamilton, yeah, on Saturday for the Blues nice. Chiefs. And they're all sold out.
Damn.
You know, I'm a Blues supporter, but
you do mate. You make the trick to Waikato a bit.
We go down every year for that game, and it gets put on by my dad's company, and they take us down, go out for dinner beforehand, and it's like a site manager's trip.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet. But shout out Alex Nankyville. He's a good mate of mine. It's his last season with the Chiefs this year, so I thought I'd do him a solid and wear a Chiefs jersey for him for once.
One of the, if you're going to make a list of guys that have been done dirty by the coaches' tight-knit community of picking people that they like, he's one of the top of the list.
He had an unreal season for New Zealand 15 last year. Unreal Super Rugby season, and he's been going pretty hard for the Marcos since he debuted. I want to say back in like 2015. So good on you, mate. But yeah, my yuck, no Chiefs jerseys in stock. What's your yuck, Jared?
Oh, dude, my yuck would be with Trade Depot. I ordered a sink from them. This isn't the worst yuck in the world. I ordered a sink from them 3 weeks ago, and it just hasn't turned up. And they have a phone line that says, "We're too busy now, send us an email." And then you go to the email link, and then you write the email, and I wrote a full complaint. There's been an error, a technical difficulty. Get a better website. You're a big company. At least be able to submit a form.
Sometimes, and this is because that's actually happened to me as well a few times now, often when it's like that on a website where it's like, go to a contact page, submit your email, write whatever you want to. If it's anything more than like 4 or 5 sentences, I always copy it before I click send for that reason.
True.
So if it goes back to it, I can just click paste and try again because it really grinds my gears.
You're smart.
Well, it's happened plenty.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, and then I tracked the tracking number and it got picked up in like Te Kauwhiti or something. I thought it was just coming from South Auckland, like two days or something. And it's just dropped off the radar. No one wants to take responsibility for it. It's starting to hold me up and yeah, pissing me off. Should we yum?
Yeah, let's yum. Let's do it differently. Jared,
okay.
What's your yum this week?
Oh, my yum is...
You never go first, so you're going first this time.
Can you pass me the piece of paper?
What am I turning down?
Oh, there we go. My yum this week is Ash Ketchum.
Ooh, got to catch them all.
So this week in Japan, not sure yet when it'll air in an English dub or in America or whatever. But Ash Ketchum had his last episode on Pokemon. They have wound up the Ash Ketchum story, and then from here on out, they will be using a new protagonist.
How old is that guy?
So
he's been going 20 years?
26 years he's been going, but then I was reading on Reddit today, and people were like, no, this all happened within a year because he didn't age. Not once does he celebrate a birthday. So they were like, his whole journey was within 1 year then. But 26 years of shows. But I bet you see him wake up more than 20, like 365 times, because it's 1,700 episodes or something.
It's a lot.
And I'll read you this. Ash Ketchum's last episode of Pokemon just happened, with Ash as the protagonist, as I said. Ash pretty much ended up becoming a Pokemon master, which was always his dream, to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them was his real quest, to train them was his cause. And in that episode, they actually honored the first episode. I don't know if you're popular with like Pokemon, but in the first episode, it starts with him waking up late to his alarm and then running to Professor Oak's thing. Cause it was to like, damn, Pokemon, today I'm 10 years old. I get to get my first Pokemon.
That's right.
And this episode, he goes back home to see his mum for the first time in ages. She offers him like a new pair of shoes, which has the little like slash on it, which he always had on his hat. which apparently is an L for the Pokemon League. I found that out. I thought it was a jet ski.
Yeah.
And in the last episode, he wakes up at his mum's house late and then goes to see Professor Oak to, like, kind of say, like, you know, what up. He runs into Gary, his old rival, on the way there.
Yeah.
And Gary at this point is kind of wise. Like, apparently, I don't watch the show, but so he's...
Gary ages?
No, but he's had a good character arc. Like, they say, like, no, he's, like, wise and intelligent now. And then Gary sees Ash and is like, what's going to happen now? Like, did you ever become a Pokemon master? And then Ash was like, wait, what? Like, I thought I was a Pokemon master. And then people were theorizing, like, damn, is there someone that Gary knows that Ash doesn't? Or does Gary just not know that Ash is one? But then Ash doesn't answer. And then...
Humble.
Yeah. He was just kind of like, huh, like, thanks, Gary. And then Ash dwells on it. And he decides... He was like, damn, like, what's left? And then him and Pikachu, after seeing all his friends again, he goes around, sees... Apparently goes, sees all his mates. Misty, Brock, Tracy, the works. I don't know even who comes after that. But
to be honest, I don't think I've seen it past, like, the first, what do you even call it? The first 50-odd Pokemon.
Like, yeah, like Johto League.
The first era, yeah. I watched them as I was a kid, but that was about it.
But yeah, he decides that's it for him.
Nice.
And he good said one, he was like, the dream was never to become the best in the world, which he became, but he said it was always to be a Pokemon master. He said, that's not just capturing them all. He's like, I want to be friends with all of them. I want all of them. I want to know everything about all of them. And then he said, sweet Pikachu, it's time for our next adventure. And then he goes off into the sunset, and then they wind up the Ash Ketchum.
Do you reckon, like, in human terms, that's just like being a vet?
Yeah, while also having, like, a pit bull that can fight, yeah, and entering dog fighting rings. Yeah.
Nice.
Hmm. But that's my yum. Like, I was a big follower of it when I was a kid. Played a lot of the games, and then, you know, as I got older, obviously grew out of it and that. But when I was reading it and then reading, like, comments and whatnot, I was sort of like, damn, man, like, it was a huge part of... He's been one of the most consistent people. 26 years. It came out when I was one. So yeah, my whole life I've known that Ash Ketchum's like the Pokemon guy.
Yeah, I don't think anything else really lasted that long.
No, this is The Simpsons.
Maybe, yeah, Simpsons. Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it, man. And that's about it for our episode of Off Topic.
I've got my yum.
You've got your... Oh, shit, my bad. Like I said, I'm used to going last, man. Sorry.
We changed it up. No, that's all good. My yum today is shout out to Finn and Troy, my two younger brothers.
Oh, yeah. I was meant to say this at the start of the episode.
It's their birthday today, and we are going out for dinner tonight. For the last 10 minutes, I've been getting calls from my mum, probably asking where the hell I am.
Oh, where are you going?
We're going to... It's like a Chinese restaurant down by Little Creatures.
Oh, yeah. Siamese Doll.
That's the one. Yeah, Siamese nice. Doll. Apparently, yum. It's really good.
Yeah, it's nice food.
So we're going there. And yeah, shout out Finn and Troy. You guys are awesome little brothers, and look forward to the next 22 years with you.
Nice. Shout out to the boys. You're all grown up now, huh?
Correct.
Nice. You were 1 or 2 years old when we met.
Yeah. Catch you later, everyone. That's
see you later.
Episode 59.
Oh, yeah, you can get us at Off Topic Chat on Instagram or Off Topic Potty on TikTok. If you see any of our short videos, make sure to like them and share them around to your friends. Continue to tell your friends about the podcast. We enjoy growing. Andy will be back next week. Connor, I want to thank you for coming in and spending time with me. Good to see you as always, my friend.
My pleasure.
And yeah, we'll see you next week, guys. Peace.